Hello?
Hi, Mr. Diaz, Julio. It's Paul from Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Good, 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 my friend. So, okay.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I think I have a little time. So, okay.
Good.
So you said,
good.
You said that if I pay you $299 and then I'm going to start to get the leads and then I'm in the Google and then some
right.
Companies, right.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta. I mean, we create that content not necessarily so your potential customers can find you there, but so Google will see it when someone does a search. I mean, yes, of course, people will use Facebook and Yelp and things like that. But the real reason we create that content is because when someone in your service area is looking for any of the services you provide, Google and Bing will see that content, and that's going to put you on the local map or the pack result ahead of your competitors. You'll have the content that Google looks for. And, of course, all of it will link back to your website. Your website will also be attached to paid ads on Google. That'll get you on that first page in the local map as well as the ads that appear above it. It's search engine optimization and search engine marketing. So it's really the best of both worlds. It's going to get your phone ringing early, keep your phone ringing often, and like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's the flat rate of $299. The website is part of that. It is included in that flat rate. So we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. And as long as you choose to use the service, that fixed flat rate will apply. And again, like I said, it is month to month, so we have to earn your business and keep your phone ringing.
Right, right. So you said that, okay, $299, right? Okay, let's go to see what's going on. So let me try with you guys. If I get more leads or something like that, I can continue to pay you every month that amount
That is all we're looking for, is just the opportunity to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, and earn your business. Now, I've got all the information that I need. I've got your phone number, I've got your website, of course, your name. Now, what I do need to do is read that voice verification. Like I said, it gets recorded through the computer, outlined your service agreement so you know it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, reduced your cost, included the website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification, Julio, is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay? And give me just a quick second here, sir, to get that set up. Okay.
Send me that information, the website you open for us.
Yeah, you're going to get everything in writing. In fact, everything that I'm going over for you right now is also going to be sent out to you in writing. But the voice verification reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Julio, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." So, Julio, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
So it's Julio Diaz, and then it also says Green Diaz Construction, Inc. on it?
Yes, sir. Julio Diaz.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. It should start with a 4. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll read it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Okay, I can give you the whole number, no problem.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You said $299 a month, right?
That's the exact amount. Yep, there's no setup fee. It'll never go up. It's a fixed flat rate.
And then after I'm finished to give me the whole information, so let's say if I go with, Alexa, one construction company around here in the
Richmond. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're using Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, or Cortana, if you're typing it into a computer or typing it into a smartphone, even vehicles that have internet access will be able to find your company when they're searching for the services that you provide.
Right. Okay, sounds perfect. And then, let's see what's going on.
Okay.
So you said you need to give me like a 30 miles in the radius all around right here in Richmond, right?
So yes, 30 miles. Now it's not a circle that we're going to draw around you. It's going to be very targeted marketing. So we'll be able to target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Very targeted with the Google paid ads and with the content that we'll create for you. So if there is a city outside of that 30 miles, maybe it's 35 miles, but you want to be found there, we can run the Google ads there as well.
Right. Okay. Uh-huh.
So you said that was a Visa card, right?
Yes.
And you said it was Julio, did you say Julio Ortiz Diaz?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. And then I'm ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4427. Mm-hmm. 4270.
Yes, sir.
7028.
Okay.
2142.
And then the expiration month and year?
12/26.
12/26. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
673.
I've got 673, 673 on the back, and then December or 12/2026, the expiration. And then, Mr. Diaz, the card itself, was it 4427, 4270, 7028, 2142?
You got it.
Okay. Does that bill at the 2718 Ream Avenue in Richmond, 94804?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So let me get to the voice verification real quick, and then I'll get you your confirmation email sent out to you. Like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but stop me if you've got a question. I've got it all set up here, Mr. Diaz. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Okay.
I have it as Green Diaz Construction INC, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Diaz, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay.
It's Julio Diaz, right? And are you the owner, co-owner?
Yes, I'm the owner.
You are the owner. And you are Julio Ortiz Diaz, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then as the owner of Green Diaz Construction, Inc., you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information, that Visa card in your name, the one ending 2142, you are also, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, as you might well imagine, Julio, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls and emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, Julio, you're going to love this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important, as that we'll make sure that all of your business information online, including the INC for Incorporated, that all of it stays accurate and consistent online. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that they're listing the information for your business the same way. That's fair enough, right?
Okay, right.
Perfect, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with the setup fee waived, with the price reduced, with the website in, of course, that we'll be promoting for your business, now, that's included at no additional cost as well. It is a month-to-month service, so the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 3rd of January, in the very discounted total amount of just $299.00. Now, that is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. My company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, or Cortana. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Julia, was also included at no additional cost. That means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month in that same exact discounted rate of just $299. Once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Julio, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Diaz, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Julio, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
All right. Another question, Chris, I have. The question I have for you that the whole this, let's say, publicity you have to do in Google, Facebook, that's mm-hmm. like a 24-hour, right? Every day, right?
Yes, yeah. You are going to, all the content that we create, all of those directories that we'll create, they will be up and running and active online 24/7. So any time of the day, people can Google your company, your business will pop up in that local pack. The directories are always going to be active. We can update those directories and create the content for you. We will create additional content, blog posts, and things like that whenever and wherever possible. But even if we're making changes to that content, even if we're making changes to your website, it will always be up and active online. It's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to get it up and running for you. From that point on, even if we're making changes, your website will never come down. It will always stay up for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So in just a second here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. Now, as soon as we process that payment, that automated email will be sent out to you. It does look like our invoice department or our finance department, I should say, did attempt to process that payment just now, and we were not able to process that. So, and it's not saying anything's wrong with the card itself or the expiration date or anything like that. Is there any reason that that $299 would not be available for us to process right now?
Yeah, you can do that. You can process the money, no problem.
Okay. So our inventory department did just attempt to process that, and we got an error message that we were not able to process that payment. So I don't know if there's maybe like a security protection on there. You might have to let your bank know that we are attempting to process that payment of $299 because it seems like there's some sort of hold on that that did not allow us to process that payment.
Okay.
Certainly the $299 is available on that card, right?
It's available, yes.
It is. Okay. So, yeah, it looks like maybe your bank wants to confirm with you that we are allowed to process that payment in the amount of $299. So you may need to contact your bank before we're able to process that, okay? But
so,
once we are...
you got the transactions or no?
No, that's what I'm saying. We attempted to process the payment on our end, but I can't give you a confirmation number because the payment did not go through. Like I said, you might
not go through.
No, it didn't go through.
Okay,
it did not go through. So you might have to contact your bank and let them know that it's okay for us to process that payment.
Hold on. Just give me one moment.
If there's a different card that you wanted to use, or if you want to contact your bank, I'll hold on for you.
How many in my account? Okay, again, 4427-7028-2142.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got that
expiration,
number.
Expiration 1226.
Uh-huh. And then 673. On the back of the card, right? Okay.
Right. Try one more time again.
I've got 12 of 26, the expiration, 673 on the back of the card. Now, the card itself is encrypted. I could only see the 2142, but if you wanted to read back the entire card, I can put that back in there for you.
Yes, please. Because I want to make sure, because I don't know why the money does not come through. It's not a problem. I have the money in the bank.
Yeah, like I said, you might just have to let your bank know that we're trying to process it. Sometimes, though, just putting it in our system is enough to get that to go through.
Okay, do it one more time.
What was the entire card number again?
4427.
Mm-hmm.
4270.
Mm-hmm.
7028-2142.
Okay, so I've got 4427-4270-7028-2142.
Right.
Okay. So give me just a second here to update that into our system. And then I did want to see, like I said, sometimes it's just a glitch on our end that we're not able to process that. So let me just make sure, give me a second here. I want to update a couple of things here. My system seems to get a little bit slower in the afternoon. I do too, in all honesty. But my system is just a little bit slow right now. I'm just trying to pull up a little bit of information here. I want to make sure that there's no reason that the payment does not get processed here. So give me just a quick second. Okay. So, yeah, it's still not allowing us to process that payment. It's probably just a simple fact that your bank wants to clarify that you've authorized us to make that payment or to process that payment. So it is, I think it's just wanting you to contact your bank just to verify. What I can definitely do for you, is to still schedule your follow-up call, because obviously, you know, we are going to be able to process that payment. If not later today, then certainly tomorrow before your client interview would be scheduled.
Hold on. Let me do this.
Give me one moment. Okay, let me try to go online right now to see what's going on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Don't hang up, please.
No, I'm
because
on
I want to make sure the money's coming out to them.
Sure.
You can get the money right now. Okay, can you try it one more time, please?
Yeah, sure. Give me just a second here to refresh that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still not allowing that. I don't know. Did your bank send you some
I don't know why. Because the money's there. I need to call the bank, or I need to go to the bank right now.
Yeah. Is there another card that you might want to use just for the one payment, and then we can switch it back?
Oh, you know what? Can you call me back, because I need to go into the Home Depot, and then I can call to the bank. Give me like I don't know if you want to call me back like an hour or tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, we're actually going to end our day pretty soon here. We start early, with a lot of our clients being in the East Coast. But, I can give you a call tomorrow. Or if you think that payment will for sure clear tomorrow, I can look at our client interview calendar now and schedule that follow-up call and just simply attempt to process that payment, before we have that call.
Just give me a call before you process the money and
okay.
Let's see what's going on. Because
you want
the
me,
money
you want me to, it should be, right? Yeah. So you want me to call you 8 o'clock, 9? What time would be best for me to give you a follow-up call?
If you want to call me 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, that's okay. No problem.
Okay. Well, there's an open spot available at 9 o'clock for a client interview, one at 10, one at 11. I'll call you sometime around the morning, maybe around 9 o'clock or something like that, and then we can get you.
Let's go say between 8 to 9, 8:30.
I'll call you at 8:30 then. That way you'll still have the option of getting that client interview call at 9 o'clock. Okay, that sounds good. I didn't want to call you too early, but I'll call you at 8:30 tomorrow.
That's okay. Anyways, I have inspection for tomorrow on the job.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, that sounds good. Yeah, I'll definitely call you around 8:30, and then we'll get everything set up. Like I said, I'll just need to schedule the follow-up call from our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer. That call is going to take about 25-30 minutes or so. Okay?
Alrighty. You call me.
I will. I need
to talk to nobody else. Just you.
Yes. No.
You know
it will be me that will call you. I'm actually leaving myself a note that will remind me to call you tomorrow at 8:30. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you then. real 8:30, somewhere between 8 and 9. I'll call you about 8:30. Real pleasure speaking with you, Julio. Pretty excited to get this going for you. I'll definitely give you a call around 8:30 tomorrow, and we'll get everything all set up.
Right, sounds perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Diaz. You have a great night. Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.